or were you hating?
No, I wanted it to load.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some front shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. What's you up, walked Chris? Up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what? What's up? How gangster are you, cuz? Huh? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. Savage. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
Right. Should the crime be white on white? Should we find out what Brandon did to Bryce? Should we find out what Becky did to Vicky? She took her ass out with a stiletto quickly. Beat her ass down with a UGG boot. Smacked her with a selfie stick and said, fuck you. It's White on White Crime Wednesday in the Wine Cellar. So pay attention to what I tell you, knucka. Freestyle.
It's a little aggressive.
Little freestyle action. A little aggressive. Wait till you hear the stories you cover. You think that's aggressive. You've confused yourself. Confusing metaphors.
That was a confusing metaphor. How was I supposed to know?
All right. Let's get down to the funky stuff. I don't think anything serious is happening on this one.
Oh,
it's
absolutely
all crime.
Not. Absolutely. I don't even know where to begin.
Why not?
Because there's so many choices.
But Raymond is waiting. He's excited.
Raymond is waiting.
He's over there grooming a client's dog, right? The Jazzy Pup. That nigga has a dog grooming business out there in Texas. Go get your fucking dog. Get a fresh fade on him. Put some fucking lines in the eyebrows. Get him a Gumby, a shag, whatever
Nobody's
you need.
Nobody's getting a Gumby
That's
for their
what he
dog,
does.
You fucking weirdo.
That's what he does. Shirley Locks, he does all that shit. Grooms dogs.
There's actually probably people who would put Shirley Locks on their dog.
Fuck yeah. Now that I said it out loud, it's on the internet.
Great. All right. So you say Raymond is from Texas?
Yeah.
Texas?
Yeah.
Texas. A 28-year-old man was arrested Saturday after admitting to police he had too much to drink and was trying to force his way into someone else's home.
Wait, I want to know why.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Was it just, I'm too tired, like, I know my limits, I can't get home now, I know how much I drink.
At about 9:30 p.m. Saturday, which is only 9:30, nigga, what time did you start?
Nigga, 9? Shit. He was doing calisthenics, so it went through his blood faster.
Damn. 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, police were called to a home in the 1100 block of Northwest 49, where a man was trying to force his way through the front door of a home. At the scene, officers made contact with Matthew Davis Crabtree. Crabtree? All right.
A lot happening.
Police said he was, quote, extremely intoxicated, and he told officers he, quote, definitely had too much to drink, according to the police report. The homeowner said Crabtree had opened his front door and was screaming, I'm a Texas champion! as he tried to get inside the home. Crabtree was arrested on a public drug complaint. The homeowner told police he had to push the door shut and lock it, and told police he didn't know who Crabtree was or why he was on his property. He just wanted Crabtree to leave.
Oh shit, there's Theo Loco also
from
representing
Texas.
Big Tex.
Police reported Crabtree had an Oklahoma City address, but his phone number was from a Texas area code. That evening, the University of Texas had lost to the University of Oklahoma during a Big 12 championship game, which may have explained Crabtree screaming, I'm a Texas champion!
Oh, so that was the last, like, imprint in his head before what I recently learned is called blacked out. Like, I just learned that is what that is. So that's the last imprint was championship.
Except that's the thing, though. Texas lost the game. The fuck is he talking about?
No, they didn't.
They did.
No, he started drinking when they were ahead.
He might have. So, there you go, Texas. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's Douglas Bates tuned into the White on White Crime directly from the page. And that archive chat space said, hell yeah, hook 'em horns. Oh, damn. This nigga actually knows the team. He said, the weekend was rough for our horns.
Oh, no.
Holy shit. So it really is going down.
All right. That's what they're doing in Texas. All right, all right, all right.
Where else are they committing crimes?
Everywhere. Florida.
That's dangerously vague.
They're always committing crimes in Florida. Oh, do your Wisconsin one?
Wisconsin?
Yes.
Fucking Sconnies. Go for it.
Cheeseheads. Beloit, which is actually not that far from us. Police arrested a man who broke into a Piggly Wiggly multiple times this month.
God damn. What the fuck? Is it the thrill of the hunt? What made you keep going back?
They have a really good meat section.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Down at the Piggly Wiggly.
At the Piggly Wiggly, yeah.
Which exists.
It does exist. Jeffrey Taylor, age 37, of Janesville, right next to Beloit, was found by police hiding in a vent on the roof after they were called in for a burglary last night. According to the Beloit Police Department, the store located on the 1800 block of Prairie Avenue had already been burglarized 3 times in November. This nigga broke into the same store 4 times in a month.
Did he just decide that this is my job now?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like, damn, it's easy to get in here. This is just what I do now.
Due to the break-ins, police were working... this article is a typo. Police were working with the store to add extra security. Taylor has now been charged with the previous burglaries, as well as the last one, and for bail jumping.
What kind of life is he living?
I don't know.
Is this picture in here?
Yes.
Aw, shit. Oh, damn. Yeah, he would break into some Piggly Wigglies. That's that fella right there for the Facebook's live, and then I'll hold it up to the YouTube camera. Yeah, that's that fella right there. He is Piggly Wiggling.
If
anything.
Whoop. Thank you. Wow, damn, all Papa right. Stopper.
Yeah, I'm quite sure he broke into some shit. That nigga break into stores that fucking closed in the 80s. That's the type of nigga that'll break into a Blockbuster.
Damn.
trying to help him rewind the old tapes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Someone better not tell him where the last Blockbuster is.
There's a last one?
There's one, yeah.
Oh, shit. So it's like the White Rhino of Blockbusters.
It is. It is. Yeah, so that's what I thought. I was just glancing. I was Googling his name real quick. I thought maybe there was more details about what he was jumping bail for, but I can't find it.
This Sophia Loco said his ears can probably wiggly. What the hell, y'all niggas mean? Sophia Loco said, imagine working there. Yeah, we got knocked over again. That would be... especially, like, on some level, that would piss me the fuck off, because I was an inventory guy
mm-hmm.
when I worked in that kind of business. And it's like, you are fucking with my numbers, sir.
Aww.
Trying to get this bonus, B.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, Raven Loco said he clocks in when he gets there. Theo Loco. I don't know if Theo Loco ever even heard of Piggly Wiggly.
I don't know.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Which, you know, and I think that's the thing, is when you live in a region, you have a chain in that region, it never occurs to you that it's not a national chain, you know?
Hmm.
So I was like, y'all don't have Piggly Wiggly? But then you were like, you don't have, what the fuck is the one?
Wawa?
Wawa. I was like, the fuck is a Wawa? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like a gas station hangout spot for white college kids that are almost drunk. And Gregory Loco said he's digging the dashikis. If folks are listening to the podcast audio, yeah, we just had I was at a work day today in a second day of straight meetings, and we had to do a presentation. So I said I'm showing up, and then Phoenix Kalita just felt like this is just what she does.
It was literally the first thing I grabbed out of the closet, you know. And okay, so let's go to Florida, shall we?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
All right, calm down, Eminem.
Look, Eminem's so whack now. God.
He got very sensitive. He's a sensitive old man. Although that the Machine Kelly diss wasn't bad, though.
That was
fun.
Like, the first half of that album, he flexed. Hmm. He did. But goddamn, like, from, like, 2006 to like 2011. What the fuck happened? Like, he just, like, he was auditioning for Mickey Mouse Club. That shit was so cornball.
He was trying to set a good image or something.
He's not afraid.
So, Jacksonville, Florida.
Ah,
I think
shit.
You know where that is.
Jacktown.
A 65-year-old man was arrested Monday night at a house on Jacksonville's west side after a man threatened his son with a gun and fired off rounds inside his home, according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
Wait, so somebody went in someone else's home and fired rounds?
I can't tell if it's his house or his son's house. Or they both live there. I don't know.
Oh, you know, maybe they live together. Maybe so I live with my paps.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. So, according to an investigator, the police were called to a house on Melvin Circle East just after 7 p.m. The man's son called police shortly after he arrived at his father's home. Okay, so it was his father's house. Hmm. And his dad began making threats to harm his son. Wait, so his son came over, he's like, I'm gonna shoot you in the fucking face.
So his son showed up like,
because I'm gonna keep it G real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood.
And then his father was like,
but nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit. Nigga, I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you.
And then the gun was like,
exactly. Exactly, nigga.
That's what happened? Oh,
yes.
Damn it. This is not cooperating with me.
Aw, shit.
Yeah, right? That's bullshit, right?
We paid a lot of Black Friday deal money for that tablet.
We did. We did. So when first responders arrived, police said the man continued making threats and firing his weapon, but bullets did not strike anyone. A first responder said the man has health issues. Mental health issues or just health issues? Because those are two drastically different things.
Yeah, that's fucking vague, nigga. Does he have gout or come on, man.
And said he hasn't been doing well after a recent death in the family. After about an hour, the man exited the home in a wheelchair. Okay, they meant physical health problems. Okay. And surrendered to police. And obviously they were white because he fired a gun in the home and made it into custody alive.
Hmm.
Yes.
Well, sometimes. You see, well, that's because the police knew he had already discharged all the rounds. So it was safe.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
White men go to the clips empty.
So they thought he only had one gun, though, and only one clip?
He's not...
A white man in Florida had one gun and one clip.
Ah, quit making sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's Florida, not Texas. All the rest of the money had to go to beer. Liquored up beer.
Liquored up beer.
Maybe even, I'd say, malt liquor.
Maybe malt liquor.
Something hard and lemony. I'm not sure.
Stop making fun of my femme malt liquor.
Phoenix drinks malt liquor. And wears a dashiki and doesn't have a job. Nah, this is her job. She really works on this shit all day.
I know I need to find that fucking thing from Ro. I bet you I have it. I'm sorry. Just a little side tangent. Hold on. I think I have the screenshot. I'm very big about having screenshots of things.
Oh, man. Yes, ma'am.
Do I have it? Okay. And I think if y'all paid attention when we did the wife school huckster coverage, where she's like teaching women how to be feminine so they can get husbands and whatnot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is what she said the other day. We literally don't care if we look poor, only if we are poor, and understand that spending is for the poor. I'm not well groomed in private. My teeth aren't white. I have missing teeth. My skin isn't naturally clear. My hair is whatever. My feet are crusty. I don't wear lotion or iron, and sometimes I smell. However, you'll see no such public pictures. If any of these things were to affect my family's reputation while in private, only then would I care.
But I've seen pictures of her. She has excellent teeth. Like, she has Hollywood nigga teeth.
But remember, last year she was saying, when you do chores, you should be like the 50s housewife and be wearing heels and a dress so that if your husband happens to see you doing chores, he sees how feminine you are.
Yep.
What happened to that? My feet are crusty and my hair is whatever.
Let's not forget, when we watched her videos, we were like, is she awkward or drunk? And then she said, feminine wives drink wine
all day.
So maybe she just had a different bottle. Some shit that'll melt your face off.
Hmm. All right, so,
Raymond is flustered. He said, why are you telling us you smell?
I don't know.
Well, Sophia Loco is rude. She called you a Patreon welfare queen.
Y'all better give me my mic's money. That's all I know.
No.
All right. So, anyways, yes. Parkland PR consultant apologizes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just remember that was the more recent school shooting. Ish, more recent-ish school shooting.
Remember when school shootings went down and they were like, oh yeah, it's the summer. I'm waiting for those summer school shootings. They're gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna have to happen, right?
Yeah. Because, I mean, or McMurica ain't America.
Mm. So, a crisis public relations consultant created a crisis of her own for the Broward School District after a video came to light in which she dismissed the district's critics of the Parkland massacre as crazies. And called a reporter a skanky jerk who smells bad.
What the fuck? That has to be white. Nobody black says that. Maybe like Gabrielle Union after a couple wine coolers, but I don't think anyone else.
No.
You know,
no.
Maybe Candace Owens, but that's strategic.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, she's acting.
Why she keep beefing with Tomato Linguini, by the way?
Because she harder.
She didn't post a screenshot. She's not that hard.
Screenshot of what?
She was saying some shit about, like, who's that boy? Charlie Kirk? Who's that? He's one of them.
One of them Trump niggas?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Yeah, let's just call them Trump niggas. I swear it's the fucking Don Tang clan, all the motherfuckers.
It's ridiculous. So, like, Charlie Kirk had him and Tammy and Candace at some, like, fucking, like, thing they were supposed to talk at, and then, like, Candace and Tommy started... whatever the fuck her name is, started beefing with each other. And then, like, Candace made some comment about it, like, on Twitter. And Tammy's like, don't you talk about me. I had to leave because you were being blah, blah, blah. And Candace is like, don't make me post the screenshots, Tammy. And, like, they went on for, like, 2 hours just fucking arguing back and forth. And they're like, don't make me tag Charlie. And, like, don't make me pull up your emails. What the fuck?
Damn, so you think that maybe they're just doing it for publicity?
I don't know. I thought maybe, but then, like, reading the comments and looking at the people responding seem to be picking one side over the other. So, if it's for joint publicity, it's not working.
Oh, no, not that. But it's kind of like when William Lane Craig, a Christian apologist, when he gets on stage and debates, you know, some atheist book writer, pick one.
Maybe.
You know, and it's like, to me, I don't see a debate. I see two people performing for their target audience.
Maybe, I don't know. But that's the thing, don't they kind of have the same target audience?
Oh, you know what, maybe a little bit. I wonder, what would be some different? Maybe, I don't know, Terrence is going for more of like a, more alt-righty libertarian-y, while Candace is going for more like, you know, like Newt Gingrich Republican.
Maybe Newt Gingrich Republican. The only thing is Candace really has that Tammy doesn't is race, but it's like black people don't really fuck with you, so...
Yeah, that's why I think Candace is a better Republican, like as far as like just being a strategically keeping your name out there to be a motherfucker that says words and gets money for it. And Raymond Loco said nothing ever came of it. So Raymond Loco's following this shit anyway.
Well, it was funny because a bunch of like lefty people saw it and were like kind of trying to like egg Candace on. Like, girl, she's just going to keep calling you a liar. You better post those screenshots and let everybody know. Like, she's just going to defame you. You should just tell the truth. Just, you know, post your receipts and go and let her look foolish. Like, people were trying really hard to get her to do it in the comments.
I don't think Candace will fall for it. I think that's I really think that's a very, like, a smart nigga, but in a nihilistic way.
Yeah.
You dig it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to this shit.
Yeah.
Sarah Brady, who was paid
that's
almost...
That's her name?
Yeah.
Damn it. Let's start that story over. What did someone call someone?
A crisis public relations consultant created a crisis of her own for the Broward School District after a video came to light in which she dismissed the district's critics in the Parkland massacre as crazies and called a reporter a skanky jerk who smells bad. So Sarah Brady, who was paid nearly $75,000 to assist the district after the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, told an audience of public relations professionals last July that critics of the school district's controversial promise program, which allowed students who commit minor crimes to avoid jail, were crazies. The comments came during a speech she gave about crisis management for schools and focusing on how to preserve the school's reputation by using various tactics to influence public opinion. This is what you said during that meeting?
Okay. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to say during that meeting.
The 90-minute video, which was taken down from a now-deleted Vimeo account hosting Brady's work, was shot in July 2018 at the 18th Annual Public Relations Executives Meeting for the Council of Great City Schools. Niggas love having long-ass names for their fucking meetings. She criticized the South Florida Sun Sentinel reporter Scott Travis, although she didn't name him personally, but noted he was a jerk. She also added, quote, "He's sloppy, reckless, he's mean, and he smells bad." What?
He's sloppy, reckless, mean, and smells bad. So what, is he a certified husband?
He might be.
Okay.
He might be.
I can dig it.
At that point, Broward District spokeswoman Tracy Clark can be heard calling out sour milk. What? At another point in the video, Brady describes him as a nasty, skanky reporter.
This is the public relations person?
Yes!
I think we gotta come back to that context.
That's the only reason this is even interesting.
How did they got hired?
Yeah.
What was the interview?
I don't know.
He's like, "I'd like to recite these Eazy-E lyrics." And there's Raymond Loco said, "Here's a story of a lovely lady.
Yes.
She'll put you in your fucking face for the name Brady." I think he didn't say all that.
So yeah, so this is what she was saying. And then she said that the critics of the school's plans were crazies and said, sure enough, all the crazies came out. The district knows who the crazies are and who the opposition is, so they certainly seized on it and started putting stuff out there. The fuck?
The critics know who the crazies are and who the opposition is.
Yes.
How right-wing is this motherfucker?
I have all the questions. Our leaders don't care about Parkland families, tweeted Hunter Pollock, whose sister Meadow was killed in the attack. Hunter and Meadow? Really? All right. So he tweeted that, and his post went viral. Broward superintendent and his PR person calling grieving families crazies, the opposition, and hard-working reporters skanks. retweet and expose them all. And, of course, everything has since been deleted because she took down her video page.
Aw, booty.
Brady, who is from Winter Park.
Oh, shit. I've been lost there before. Fucking blazed out of my ass on that name brand reefer. I got lost in Winter Park.
Ooh.
And it was fun, though. I mean, I was on my Schwinn. You know, I was listening. I had just downloaded, like, easily, like, 40 or 50 new MP3s. So I was jamming the records I hadn't heard recently and blazed out of my mind and fucking lost. So I was having a good time.
So she's from Winter Park, a suburb of Orlando, apologized saying her comments had not been aimed at bereaved families. She said, quote, "Mr. Pollock, my remarks were intended to poke at the media in general. I offer my profound apology for my lapse in judgment and display of disrespect. I probably went a little overboard in my comments about the reporter. It's just kind of shop talk. I acknowledge that." That's shop talk?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. "My bigger concern is that anyone who lost a loved one thinks I was referring to them. I was not in any way, shape, or form." Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcie, who watched the video, said, "These comments are, quote, inexcusable and don't reflect the values of the district."
And I had to give it up to Audrey Loco, of course, recently before, and then a little earlier today, Kimberly Loco coming through, hitting up Patreon welfare queen Phoenix Kalita.
Thank you.
Via the PayPal in particular.
Yes.
All right, motherfuckers coming through. And wait a second, let me take a gosh darn look over here. I have a notification. You see what the heck it is. I have so many things loaded and rolling.
Right. Like 50,000 open tabs at any time.
Okay, and then the homie Patty is tweeting. Yes. From the Twitter, that the one that called us Wine Cellar Lady and Wine Cellar Man,
yes,
is liking shit on Patreon. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
If you share it around with your friends, let them know we got some funky dope stuff. Them niggas, feminism and decolonization, holding it down. All right. And Patty is tweeting, is holding it down. Cecily Loco, holding it down. Gang of motherfuckers, man. I mean, it's Thank over you. 50 people, so it's not like it used to be.
Right?
Yeah.
We can name all six of you.
Yeah, man. And I remember when it got to like 12, it was like, fuck, I gotta type out 12. Holy shit. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, white on white crime. Yes. What do we have?
We have, meanwhile, in Florida, one Florida man is accused of attacking another Florida man in a dispute over a bottle of vodka, according to authorities.
Oh, fuck that. Okay, we gotta do that headline again. But then I gotta look at, Gregory Loco, I think, came over from the Twitter to the Facebooks, just pointed out some of the recent names. Hunter, Meadow, and Brady. It must be a Wednesday.
Yes, all it right. must be.
How does this shit start again?
A Florida man is accused of attacking another Florida man in a dispute over a bottle of vodka.
Why are they using the word dispute? Like, who was the responsible journalist that's trying to make this not sound ridiculous? Is their name on it?
No.
Oh, because they know.
They know.
They know. They're tired of getting these assignments. They're tired of living in Florida.
Nigga, they work for News Jax 4. It's never going to get better.
Oh, and then one day they're just going to wake up.
They will get up every day. They will kill somebody and go have some chicken at KFC.
Yes, they will. According to a police report from the Martin County Sheriff's Office, officers responded to a battery call in Stewart. When they arrived to the American Legion parking lot... Really? That's where this happened?
The American Legion?
Yes.
Parking lot?
Yes.
And had a dispute over vodka?
Yes.
Was it that new vodka that's like that Patriot vodka?
Probably not.
Oh, shit. All right, let's see.
Okay. When they arrived, in a, quote, intoxicated man, covered in blood, approached officers saying he'd been beaten up.
All right. So he was lucid enough to know what happened.
Yes. So he was not blacked out drunk yet.
Sophia Loco said that's a location in White Clue. It was with the machete in American Legion parking lot. Okay. And it was Meadow.
Shit is always going down at the American Legion. Are you kidding me? Because it's like... I don't know, I guess they have, like, I don't know, veterans of foreign wars and shit hang out there and they have events, but it's also, like, a building, so you can rent it out. So people, when they have, like, weddings and, you know, like, they can't, like, afford it at, like, a hotel or whatever, like, events, they fucking have it there, because you can have it catered and whatever.
Maybe a Piggly Wiggly should rent it.
A Piggly Wiggly could rent it.
Yeah.
One of my friends had a quinceañera there.
Oh, one of those old enough to get married parties.
Yes, yes.
All right.
All right, so this happened at American Legion, and a man covered in blood approached officers saying he was beaten up by a man named Louis Pacelli.
Damn, he knew his Italian ass name.
Yes. The victim, John O'Rourke, reported that he and Pacelli had been sitting in O'Rourke's van nearby in a Lowe's parking lot. What the fuck?
I would beto that they're about to have a battle.
Woo!
Ha ha! That's
You're
a,
funny.
That's dad jokes, buddy, right there.
You're funny. The two men had only known each other a short time, having met at the Martin County Fairgrounds for a Thanksgiving dinner served by a church group. Mm-hmm. While sitting in the car, O'Rourke told officers Pacelli asked him if he had any vodka. The victim replied he had a half a pint and handed him the bottle, which Pacelli began to chug.
You got all the white elements, man.
I know.
You got fucking American Legion,
yes.
Home Improvement.
Yes.
Jesus mm-hmm. is now involved
uh-huh.
and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you needed. That's the icing.
mm-hmm. So, Pacelli asked if O'Rourke had any vodka, to which O'Rourke said yes and handed him a half pint bottle, which Pacelli then began to chug, according to the report. O'Rourke told Pacelli he was upset that Pacelli was drinking all his booze, and that's when the situation escalated. Pacelli allegedly grabbed the man by his hair, slammed his face into a steering wheel, and then proceeded to drag him out of the van and beat him and bite his right ear.
Oh, he tried to Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, no.
What the fuck?
When O'Rourke grabbed a stick to defend himself, Pacelli threw a bike at him.
A bike? That's not even a white element. That's just a white thing to do with an element. You can do a lot of shit with a bike. You don't throw it at somebody.
The victim said Pacelli then continued to punch his face and slam it into the curb and then fled on the bike.
Holy shit.
There's a lot happening in this story.
What?
And then came back and threatened to murder O'Rourke at midnight and left again.
And left again.
Also, like, midnight specifically? Like, that's an oddly specific time to threaten to kill someone.
Came back. And another thing.
That's what happened, though. Okay, so while O'Rourke was being treated for a head laceration at a local hospital, officers went back to Lolo's parking lot where they encountered Pacelli.
And that was the bloody man.
No. The bloody man was O'Rourke who got fucked up. Pacelli was the one who did the fucking up.
Okay.
So they encountered Pacelli, who had slurred speech, watery eyes, and dried blood on his hands. When they asked about the blood, Pacelli said he cut himself shaving.
Nigga! Come on, man! No, my man. Fucking...
Okay. So Pacelli cut himself shaving. However, the police report notes there were no cuts on Pacelli's face.
Really? Somebody won the fight.
On the ground near the victim's van, officers found a large pool of blood, a broken stick, and an empty blood-stained vodka bottle.
These are the kind of things... You know how I say when you were in Florida on foot, you see stuff and wonder what the story was?
Yes. Officers ran the suspect's name and found an outstanding warrant for a domestic violence injunction, and Pacelli was placed under arrest. While in the patrol car... But wait, there's more. While in the patrol car, the affidavit states he began to curse at officers, tried to make himself vomit in the car, and then spat on a deputy.
Jesus Christ!
The 52-year-old was charged with aggravated battery with great bodily harm and battery on a law enforcement officer.
52?
Oh, man.
But y'all talking shit about Tide Pods. Oh, go fuck yourself.
Shit, man.
Fucking Generation X. Fuck wrong with you?
Like, I just had to take my own fucking...
Fucking archive chat space on the White on White Crime page on the Facebooks. Dooba doop skip bop flibbity doo. Raymond Loco said, I wonder if it was Amsterdam or Tosca vodka. It def wasn't Ciroc. Is Ciroc a, is that a smooth vodka?
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be. It's in the price point. It should be a smooth vodka.
Yeah, I keep seeing it and I'm thinking like, man, I wonder if that's a good vodka.
See, I was going to guess it was Skull.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Especially because it's Florida. It's probably Skull. They probably, it was, yeah, in what Raymond Loco said, that Amsterdam shit. Yeah, it may have been that Amsterdam shit, too.
It could
too.
Be, yeah.
Yeah, man. And yeah, Gregory Loco said the same shit that we said. Yeah, that fucking, that Tyson shit. Jesus Christ. It can't get, like, it should it end there? Should it end on that story?
Let me see what else I have here.
That's a little heavy-handed.
It is a little heavy-handed.
Trying to freestyle after Cool G Rap.
Look, we have college professors getting hockey pucks to fend off school shooters, and we have selling GPS ankle monitors so parents can monitor children.
What the fuck? That's weird. Both of them are weird. You pick. I don't want to pick. I don't want to be responsible for putting that content out into the world.
Really? After all the other shit you've done?
What, all those reasonable podcast episodes I've done? Damn near 800 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how many episodes we have, but it's a few.
Oh, Jesus Christ, can Pat Robertson fucking die, please?
Yeah, hurry up and die. We're the real 700 club.
All right. Oakland University in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
Oh, Greggy Loco said Ciroc is Diddy's brand, and it has grape distilled in it. It's pretty good.
Wait, that's what he's selling with that fucking picture on the door of the liquor store?
Oh, fuck. Folks, remind me, seriously, because I will forget to upload this goofy-ass, weird-looking poster of Diddy selling his alcohols.
Oh, my God. All right, so Oakland University in Auburn Hills, Michigan... What are you doing?
I took a pin from the meeting room at work.
Can you get me one of those?
I could try.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So faculty members are being trained to fight school shooters using hockey pucks. Oakland University Police Chief Mark Gordon told local TV station WDIV-TV that pucks are being given to teachers and students to throw at school shooters to cause distractions.
Oh, fuck. Lisa Loco has a little knowledge for you. Said 80s and 90s white parents used to put their kids on leashes.
Yeah, I remember those.
And ankle monitors are a millennial upgrade, and Raymond quit.
Raymond quit. No, I remember the leashes because they used to look like little cutesy backpacks, like little animals, like a fucking puppy dog backpack, but there was a leash attached to it. So you would see a kid with a backpack, and then if they would get too far, you would, you would see the leash.
Oh, see, I didn't grow up around the kind of white people that really cared about their kids. That kind of stuff wasn't really going on. It was more like, can you get the fuck away? You got job yet? You're fucking six. Come on, lazy.
Yeah, they definitely had the leashes with the backpacks, yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, because you came up in that kind of neighborhood. You probably saw that shit. Yeah. No, I didn't see that shit. I saw the white parents that were the black stereotype of ass whooping. Where it's just like, really? You're still hitting them? Are you even mad? Is this just a
it's fucking... a workout.
Fuck.
Gotta get the upper body strength. Get like, you know.
This is just muscle memory.
Yeah, well, it's muscle memory. It's like a little physical therapy. Like, oh, I hurt my rotator cuff 6 months ago. I just gotta make sure it's, you know.
What the? Yeah, probably.
What? I'm just saying.
Let's see. What saying. What else is happening, ma'am?
All right. So...
Hockey pucks.
Oakland University Police Chief Mark Gordon told a local TV station pucks are given to teachers and students to throw at shooters to cause a distraction. As a former youth hockey coach, he told Detroit News that he was once hit in the head with a puck, and it caused a fair amount of damage. Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. He continued... Hockey pucks are perfect for defense, though he acknowledged he knows of no research on using hockey pucks in active shooter situations. He says they're heavy enough to cause damage and compact enough to be carried in backpacks, but aren't considered weapons by law enforcement. Antifa?
So...
If you're listening...
Hockey... And to cause a distraction...
Yeah.
I think bullets flying through the air are gonna distract you from thinking about fucking hockey pucks.
I'm just waiting, like, if a fucking whoever the fuck comes in with a fucking, like, AR-15 or AK-47 or some shit and starts shooting and niggas just start throwing hockey pucks, how many people are gonna get hit with hockey pucks before the shooter?
Right, yeah.
Like, it's gonna be some fucking, like, Benny Hill shit.
Fuck. Yeah, or there's better ideas. Gregory Loco in the archive chat space said, hockey pucks, why not darts? Darts would be effective and accurate. Fucking darts with those fancy ass flights on the back. Flights? Oh, like feathers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. But darts? Nah.
No.
I'm not giving random people darts.
Why would you give random fucking people hockey pucks? What the shit?
You know what? I don't want to give them anything. Fuck that. You're like prison inmates. You write, do all your homework with crowns.
Do your homework with crayons.
Little fuckers to have shit.
Make your own shivs. I don't know.
They already did that.
Yes.
Broke off a desk leg. Took some toilet paper, dried it out, sharpened it. Prison toilet sword.
Yes.
Some shit like that.
Some prison napalm in there. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I burned my hand a little bit. Okay, so at the job, I've never been to prison. I can't.
You're like, I didn't mean it in a prison context.
Yeah, I'm in a packaging plant, and sometimes we're packaging candy, and it lands on a fucking 200-degree seal bar, and when you go to clean it off, it's just fucking 200-degree goo, and when it sticks to your glove, that's just 200 degrees of almost liquid stuck to you. And it's a freaky moment.
Yeah.
Move quick.
Yeah. All right. Anyways.
Is there more to the hockey pucks?
There is more to the hockey pucks.
Oh, my God.
So they're not considered weapons by law enforcement. Antifa, you have your marching orders. He also said, quote, anything that you can throw that's heavy and will cause damage or cause injury is the bottom line of what you're trying to do. A hockey puck was just a thing that was suggested that could possibly work, especially when you have 20 or 30 people in a classroom and they all throw hockey pucks at the same time. It would be quite the distraction.
That's a bold statement. Lisa Loco has something here. It'll let me click see more, will it? Come on, Facebooks. And it did. All right.
Okay.
So it says, so here's the dirty secret about this new distraction tactics with shooters that no one wants to admit to. It's not about defending yourself. It's about the assumption that if you are the child who comes face to face with a shooter, your death is a foregone conclusion.
Yep.
But the longer you take to die by being a distraction, you're giving the kids
other people more time to get away.
A few seconds to not have to die.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because somebody pointed that out. And a lot of people did not want to believe this until people were saying, yeah, they're teaching, I think, like, kindergartners and first graders to run around screaming. And they're like, why? And they're like, to cause a distraction. Like, if you're not doing it to be the collateral damaged and sacrificial lamb to save everyone else, what's the point?
After shooter running, I'm going to be like, oh, that one voted Hillary.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. Yeah, I would not be the person to be in the school shooting. Like, y'all niggas is on y'all own. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not distracting shit. I'm not throwing shit at anybody. I'm not running around. I'm not waving my arms. I'm not screaming. Fuck y'all niggas.
No, and I mean, and like, do that shit in a store. Really, I'm just trying to grab some things on my way out.
Preferably the cash register.
Yeah, a couple of prizes is all I'm looking for, really.
Yes. So, yeah. Faculty member Gary Gilbert has admitted he's skeptical about the PUC plan. My first reaction was, you're talking about facing an assault weapon and asking us to fight with hockey pucks? It sounds silly, but then I went through the training session and it all made sense. None of us want to face an armed assailant. Students will look to us for leadership in a situation like that. Okay. The training encourages the faculty to flee if possible and hide if not. If we do have to fight, Chief Gordon has shown us you can surprise or disarm an assailant with an object. Y'all niggas are not fucking G.I. Joe. You're not fucking MacGyver. You're not gonna fucking take down a fucking school shooter with a goddamn hockey puck. Stop it.
Raymond Loco said, when I work security, so told... Wait, then I'd go home with the... I think you meant to type, when I worked security, I told them that I'd go home if there was an active shooter. They didn't take kindly to that. That's... Oh, yo, when I was a teenager, and, like, I briefly worked at a McDonald's. I did not last long there. And I worked at a McDonald's, and one of the managers was like, all right, if something happens, you know, you jump out and protect the ladies... And I'm looking around, I'm like, nobody here is black but me. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm saving my black self. And then they laughed, and they were like, this is not funny, guys. It's not funny, William.
I didn't mean it to be funny. I meant it to be serious. I'm fucking leaving. Fuck that shit. And then Gary Gilbert continues, if we do have to fight, Chief Gordon has shown us you can surprise, disarm an assailant with an object, grab anything you've got, a stapler, a book, anything, and be prepared to charge him. And this is what Lisa was talking about. Maybe he can be distracted by having things thrown at him, and you can limit injuries and loss of life. It won me over. Well, you fucking go first then, nigga. Mm-hmm. Oh, and so far, they have distributed 800 hockey pucks to teachers and 1,700 hockey pucks to students.
Then why don't fucking cops show up to bank robberies with hockey pucks?
Huh? Shut up, William. And then they just noted that Pennsylvania's Blue Mountain School District in March equipped all of its classroom with 5-gallon buckets of rocks. The superintendent said anyone who attempts a school shooting, quote, will be stoned. Meanwhile, sales of bulletproof backpacks are soaring.
I don't know about bulletproof backpacks unless you just have your backpack on, because your backpack is in your cubby.
Yeah, but then also your backpack only covers your back. Like, what about your head?
Yeah,
and your legs.
Kids, pretend you're Ninja Turtles. Fuck. Some dead ass motherfucking kids. Well, I mean, back when I was a kid, you know what's fucking wildest? Because we had active shooter drills because it was Spanaway when I was a child, and they actually said, don't make yourself a distraction because you don't want them to put their attention on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was back when students weren't necessarily considered to be collateral damage because we didn't know how much the NRA was going to lobby.
Or how much less water there was going to be. Or
how much climate change was going to fuck us up.
Yeah, like, fuck, we got to kill. And that is the sort of right-wing and centrist response to saying we got to do this for our children and grandchildren. Why don't we just get rid of them? Late-term abortions for everybody.
Yes.
WineCellarMedia.com. This is Phoenix Kalita's job. She is a Patreon welfare queen.
I am a Patreon welfare queen.
Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. I think another comment is coming in, and that's what makes the Firefox stall.
Yeah, I even did this in my house shoes, so.
Those are not house shoes.
Those are house shoes.
Those are my flip-flaps.
No, they're not.
They were my flip-flaps for like 6 hours. And we're talking about literally from the moment I actually swiped the debit card on them. And I got home for a little while, and somebody said, these feel really good on my arches. And they're not mine anymore.
You have a different pair.
Yep, had to go back and get a different pair. That's like a size 11. My feet are all in the middle of them. It's all right. We're hanging in there. All right. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Keep Phoenix in fresh flip-flaps.
Yes.
And PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. Keep Phoenix in fresh hooded sweatshirts.
Yes.
And I'll go down to the factory and get a check. All right. Fuck. No, I got it. Be as safe as possible wherever you are.
I thought it was keep hold the wine.
Oh, what is it?
Hold the wine cellar down and keep the wine cellar up.
Hold the wine cellar down to keep the wine cellar up?
Yes.
It's a tax you can choose to pay so everybody can drive on this road?
Yes.
You're damn right. Facebook Live, you're out of here.
Socialist hippie.
So now I'm a socialist hippie.
Yes, you are.
Phoenix Kalita is a freckled up Jew.
Yes, I am.
All right. Get the hell on out of here, YouTube. All right. And podcast audio. What is your mother splunkin' deal? Huh? It's your fucking problem.
Really?
I'm asking them what their problem is.
Really?
Maybe they can answer.
Okay.
I hope you're...
Oh, whoops.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.